Hello, my name is Tony Pearl, and if you're getting this message, it means that we've been paired up to make calls to sellers to follow up for an upcoming event, whether it's the summit or another event, and we're going to be making these calls together with the purpose of trying to see if we can get some deals closed for you. And I just thought I'd take a quick minute to send out this message to help prepare you for this, to know what to expect and what to do. So pardon the informality of it, and I hope that this helps you out. So take out a pen and paper and be prepared to write a few notes if you like. And I just thought I'd go over a quick little punch list, and doing it in this way will help us save the time so we don't have to take time out of our call today to discuss these things. So the purpose of what we're going to be doing here is making calls to sellers that you've submitted for the event, and you have gotten a filled out PI sheet back by now. It's called a lead if it's a filled out PI sheet with the seller's information. As we look at these things, some of the most important parts of the sheet are the comments section. Okay, we want to see what the VA said about the seller, what their attitude is like, what they're like to talk to, and all these good things. In addition to that, we quickly give a quick look at the numbers, how much they're asking, how much they owe if they were able to get that information, what the expected ARV is for the property, what the house is worth, if it needs work, if it's vacant, things like this. We give that a quick look before we make the calls. All right. So let me go over a quick little punch list I made for this in order to help you prepare for these calls. Okay. So first of all, we never know what's going to be on the other end of that line when we make the calls. There could be anybody from somebody who is just crazy to someone who's cool and pleasant to work with and everything in between. We just never know, but we'll find out. And our goal is to get through as many of these leads as possible, whether you've turned in 1, 5, 8, or 14 leads. Hopefully we have the right amount of time set to make these calls and get through to as many people as possible. And we're going to find the right ones to work with and quickly whack the rest. In the process of me making these calls with you, you'll be able to hear me, an experienced investor, what I sound like and how I handle these calls in order to get them through the process. Now, everybody who does this is different. Everyone has different styles and different personalities, of course, and you will too. But in the beginning, it's great to have someone else do all the heavy lifting for you so you can learn. And in that case, that would be me, of course. So we're going to get through as many of these as we can. We're going to pre-screen them to the best of our abilities. And that's one of the most vital skills that you can possess is the ability to pre-screen, because what we're looking for is the right people to work with and forget about the rest. If someone is insistent upon getting full price, all cash, and they don't have any flexibility and never will, and they are just insistent upon that, well, guess what? We're not going to do business with them. So we have to identify that, and as we like to say, whack them. Pre-screen them, get rid of them quickly. We don't need to spend a half an hour on the phone with somebody like that. It is a complete waste of time. That's why we have a 3-minute timer we like to use, and we shouldn't even need that much time to identify if this person is a prospect, a suspect, or I like to have a third category called a project. So we identify them by how they respond to the questions in our basic overall interaction. So that's a suspect, someone who wants full price, all cash. The next category will be someone who is a true prospect. That is the total opposite. These are the low-hanging fruit. They're willing to sell their house on either a low cash price, you know, take a steep discount, or to sell it on terms, which is where we can pay a lot more for the property if they are willing to wait for the cash out, if they're willing to take payments or help us to construct some kind of financing together, or let us just take over their existing debt if they have it, or make them payments to them for a while, as the case may be. And if it doesn't make too much sense to you right now, don't worry. Leave that to me. I'll take care of all that stuff, and we'll help to construct and present the deal as we go through it for those that we can work with. Okay? Now, after we pre-screen them and identify the ones that are a good fit for us to work with, we will go as far as we can with them to determine if they are truly open to terms or selling for that low cash price, and then we'll do everything that we can to negotiate the right terms and deal with them right there on the phone. If we like their answers, we'll set an appointment. We'll set up the next steps, whatever that may be. If we don't like their answers, like they want way too much down, way too much of a high monthly payment, or are just unreasonable, obviously they're not a good fit for us, and we can either whack them or follow up with them later. Okay? So it's important to keep this in mind as we go through. Now, We'd like to go through things, five steps of success that Ron teaches. Number one is generate leads. Number two is pre-screen the leads. Number three is construct and present offer. Number four is follow up. And number five is close quickly. Obviously, we have to generate leads, and that means that you or the VA finds what we call sourcing a lead, which means finding people with a house for sale. Okay, not really a lead at this point yet. It's a someone with a house for sale. The next part, step two, is to pre-screen those leads, and that's really what the VA does. The VA will call the seller and get the PI sheet filled out to extract the information that we need, and then send that over to you, and then it's truly a lead. A filled out PI sheet is what we call a lead. And then that's when we call them back together to really see if they are, take them to the next level of pre-screening to determine if they are able to get the deal done. And then we'll move to step three, which is to construct and present an offer. Now, if we like their answers, we'll set an appointment, we'll get things going in that aspect. But also, if this is for an event and if it's a good fit, we will be looking to take this event to Ron for the deal structuring session, one of the deal structuring sessions during the event. If we make it to that, awesome. How this works, just so you know, hopefully we make it to there, is we will get on with Ron on a webcam and a microphone, so make sure you have good hardware that works. If you only have a phone with internet connection, that's fine too. You'll get a link. You'll coordinate the time. We'll coordinate all that stuff. Just, you know, have on something appropriate, dressy casual or something like that. Me, I'm just making sure I got my head shaved, so I'm looking fresh, and a nice shirt, of course. And of course, pants are optional. That's up to you. Anyway, during that time, we're going to be presenting the deal to Ron. I will be presenting it for him, on your behalf, to Ron. And then he's going to tear it apart and go over it. And we're just going to have fun with it. He's going to go over it and analyze it and structure it and all that stuff. And just show you how things go and what needs to happen from this point forward. And just smile, enjoy the process. I'll help prepare you in further detail if and when we get ready for that. Okay? So that is, for the most part, that's up to this point, that's what we have. Now, if you have a deal, I'll help that we get through there. I'll help you prepare the contract so that you can know what to do, and I'll help you prepare for the deal meeting for when you go out to the house. Now, you may be my mentor student already. If that's the case, you already know that you're in great hands. I mean, you already know this by now, that I'll take great care of you. If you're not my mentor student, if you're working with someone else, I'll be helping you out up to a certain point, after which time your normal mentor will take over, as they should, and I'm sure they'll do a great job with you. Now, if you don't have a mentor just yet and you need one, hopefully I have some availability in my schedule and we hit it off well and we'll be a good match for each other. I can guarantee you that no one will take as good care of you and help to get you ready to be super successful in this business as I will. That's my personal promise to you. All right, so that is what it's looking like. So now, one other thing, when it comes time, here's how we're going to make the calls together. Very important. So please, when it comes time for our session, which you will have booked an appointment time with me by now, hopefully. If you haven't, make sure you do. And what's going to happen is I will call you at that time. It will probably look like an unknown or unavailable number. And then we're going to talk for a few. I'll ask if you've listened to this audio. I really hope that you have. And then, when I say so, we're going to call the first lead that we know we're going to talk to. And what's going to happen is they're your lead, so you're going to call them from your phone and conference them in to us together. So make sure you know how to properly make a conference call from your phone and merge the calls together. All right? So when I tell you to dial that first seller's number, and then I'll tell you what, you know, just basically when the seller picks up, I'm not going to be able to hear it yet. So when the seller picks up, you say hello and tap the merge calls button and it will bring me in. It's going to take a moment or two for the calls to come together. Hopefully I'll hear something and then I'll take over from there. You really don't have to say anything. I'll do all the heavy lifting. Now, that is appropriate if you have not spoken with the seller. If you have already spoken with the seller and they've already heard your voice, then feel free to introduce me first. And you say, hi, so-and-so. Yeah, this is your name. Still calling about that house that you have at 13, whatever the address is. Is it still available? They'll say, sure. I said, great. Hey, we spoke the other day. I just want to let you know I have my partner, Tony Pearl, on the phone with us now. And I just thought I'd bring him in because he has a lot of experience dealing with houses like yours in these situations. And do you have a quick minute? Is it not a good time? They'll hopefully say, sure. You say, great. I'd just like to introduce him, and he'll take over from here, and I just want to see how we can work together. So that's why I brought him on today, okay? He'll say, okay, Tony, are you there? And I'll take over. Just a quick little intro, okay? Real simple. So that's pretty much it. I'm sure that you hear that there's nothing that you shouldn't be able to handle. It should be easy peasy, real simple. And that's pretty much it. So I really look forward to talking to you at our appointment time. Again, if you've already booked an appointment, I'll be giving you a call. Unless we've made other arrangements by email, I may change things. I don't know. We may use my conference line. I don't know yet. I look forward to talking to you. And that is pretty much it. See you then. Talk to you soon. Take care.